The United Nations Refugee Agency says it has information that up to 2,000 terrified men, women and children are trying to make the risky crossing from Syria into Lebanon to escape fighting in their hometown. The International Red Cross and Syrian Red Crescent say they've been prevented from entering Baba Ammar in the city of Homs to distribute aid. Foreign Affairs Editor Peter Cave reports from our Middle East Bureau.
Qusair, just 12 kilometres from the Lebanese border, remains in the hands of the Syrian Free Army and has become a refuge for both civilians and rebel fighters. But it's now coming under sustained shelling and the only way to flee is to Lebanon. UNHCR spokesman in Lebanon, Jean-Paul Cavalieri, says that between 1 and 2,000 people are in the process of coming from Syria to Lebanon, and the numbers would become clear in the coming hours. Meanwhile, there are reports that the town of Rastan, which, like Homs, lies on the strategic main road linking Damascus with northern Syria, is under heavy bombardment. Human rights groups said that at least 7 civilians died on Saturday. They included 4 children. This was the scene in Rastan earlier in the weekend when a rocket ploughed into a demonstration in the town. At least a dozen people died. Outside Baba Ammar, where up to 20,000 people are still believed to be trapped, the Red Cross has spent a third day unsuccessfully negotiating to bring 7 lorry loads of emergency aid into the shattered town. Red Cross spokesman in Damascus, Saleh Debaka.
There are a lot of people who left the neighborhood and they went to other areas. Now, as I speak to you, my colleagues are distributing assistance in a village 3 kilometers from Baba Ammar, and we hope to do it as soon as possible. You know, people around and the media, the local media, have been talking about booby traps, mines, mopping up operations going on. I don't know, it's probably those reasons that keep us from going in, but it is unacceptable.
In the north, near the Turkish border, thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Idlib. In nearby Aleppo, video uploaded to the internet showed what was said to be clashes between rebel fighters and government troops. And there were similar scenes in Daraa in the south near the border with Jordan, where 14 members of the security forces were reportedly killed. This is Peter Cave reporting for AM.